Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The festive season has been a busy time, and obviously with the accidents on the road, we heard from Leighton Beard, the spokesperson of the Automobile Association, a couple of minutes ago about the fact that there hasn't been a significant decrease in road fatalities. One of the biggest and most essential requirements in assisting patients who have been in a traumatic situation is blood. Helping us to understand the need for blood is Dr. Muzi, who is from the South African National Blood Services. Doctor, very good morning to you.
Good morning to you and to your viewers.
Doctor, the festive time is always a very busy time, and it puts a lot of pressure on the South African National Blood Service, especially what you have in terms of storage. What can we do to encourage people to find time during this busy festive season to actually go out and donate blood?
Yeah, as you have just put it, you are right. The festive season brings some challenges to us in that there has been an increased demand for the blood stock during the festive season. The reason being, there are many cars on the road, people are going on holidays, and there tends to be increased incidences of motor vehicle accidents and people getting head trauma. And such incidences lead to increased demand for blood, unfortunately. That is the unfortunate part that happens during this festive season where we're supposed to be enjoying with our families.
And Dr.
Having said that, we would like to encourage the potential blood donors to take only 30 minutes of their fun time. We know people are busy, you know, people are having fun with their families and friends, but all South African National Blood Service is asking you for your only 30 minutes, even if you're on vacation. Just take some 30 minutes and donate.
And what are the stores looking like at the moment? Do we have sufficient blood?
It's not looking good at all. It's not looking good at all. We are sitting at 2.6 days stock cover. Ideally, would we want to be sitting at 5 days cover? We're only sitting at 2.6. And some other provinces are more affected than others. In KZN, for instance, we're sitting at 1 day stock cover.
Sure.
So please, people in KZN, and please lift up your sleeves, donate blood, and save your fellow South Africans. And with just 30 minutes of your life, you'll be able to save at least 3 lives.
Dr. Muzi, thank you. And to our listeners, we are only at 50% of where we need to be in terms of blood stocks. As the good doctor just said, we're sitting on 2.6 days worth of stock. In KZN, it's as low as just 1 day. We need to be on at least 5 days. Dr. Muzi, the years you've been with the service, have we seen an increase or a decline in terms of people volunteering and coming forward? And how do we incentivize people? Do they need to see the trauma of somebody having going through the need for a blood transfusion to wake them up? Or is it just our moral obligation, people should be doing something for their fellow man?
Unfortunately, in our country, only less than 1% of the eligible population are donating blood, which is a problem. We would want more and more people to donate blood. 1% is just not enough. With COVID made things worse for us, in that because of COVID, there are fewer donations. Reason being, for instance, you could not go to schools, you could not go to universities, and some firms, you could not go to them, and people were working from home, so we could not get blood from them. So COVID actually did make things worse. But I must just assure the potential donors that we apply strict COVID regulations in our blood centers, so they're encouraged to come and donate, and it is safe.
Dr. Muzi, thank you for joining us this morning, and we encourage all of our listeners to go out and donate blood.